You're listening to Paul Gough.
On ABC Radio Adelaide.
Now, I was looking at a story today about Hamilton Secondary College, which is in Mitchell Park. And because I haven't, well, it's been a long time since I've been around that particular facility, I sort of did the old online search and had a look, and I could see what the problem is. The college has locked their gates, and you can understand this because a school near where I live, just about nearly every school holiday, some lunatic gets loose with a motorbike and sort of chucks donuts on the oval. But in this particular case, and looking on Google Maps where you can have a little snapshot, along the perimeter, which is very close to houses, there are a lot of soccer ovals or football ovals. And there were just those low-run pine fences. So people could go in. There were notices on there saying, look after your dog. So people use this facility to exercise, but they also used it as a shortcut because all the streets that go on the northern side of the school end in a cul-de-sac. And so this was the way to walk through to Mitchell Park Railway Station. Suddenly, with these large fences that have been erected, the ability to walk that way has been cut off. And what that means is you need to walk a long way around, about a kilometre and a half. You've got to walk back out to Marion Road, down and then across. Now, there'd be many that would say, oh, well, good exercise, go for it. But what if you're elderly? What if you can't do that? Let's talk to someone who's impacted by this. Peter is on the line. G'day, Peter.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm not too bad. So you live in Mitchell Park. Tell me your story. How far are you from the school? How did you used to walk through that particular area?
Yeah, so I'm in the bit of houses there that's behind the oval. So I've got a 6 and an 8-year-old as well as a 16-year-old stepson. And so we would use the oval a couple of times a week at least.
So you're using that in the ability to get out and play around and kick a footy and do stuff like that?
Yeah. So we absolutely use it for that. And my kids go to the primary, Clovelly Park Primary School. And so to go across the oval meant that they didn't have to cross any major roads. They didn't have to deal with all the traffic going into the private school. That one there. So, you know, it was a really good, safe way for the kids to get to school and, as you've said, to get to the train station and also to the Mitchell Park Community Centre.
Okay, so you're on that north, because we just want to sort of put a picture in mind. So you're on that northern side of the school, and it's the eastern side that's affected, because on to the west you've got Marion Road. To the eastern side you've got a lot of houses and a lot of these little streets that end up sort of, as I say, in cul-de-sacs. There's nothing that allows you to walk along, or no access to walk along the railway line to the station, is there?
No, there's not.
Right. So suddenly you're hamstrung by the fact that the oval was there, it was a good way to walk across, and, you know, as I said, I had a look and the fence line's low, but suddenly you've got no way to get through that facility. Obviously, once the school opens, are you allowed to do it then?
No. So the school, the gates are permanently closed.
Okay. So they're permanently closed. So anyone on that northern side no longer, other than walking out to Marion Road, and as you say, you've got children who are 6 and 8, and I'm guessing you don't want...
A kilometre and a half is a long way when you're 6.
It is. It is a long way. It's probably a long way for most of us. Joining us now is Chris Hannah, the Mayor of Marion. Thank you for being available today.
Hello. Good morning, Paul.
Now, I can understand a couple of situations here. The first question I guess I would ask is, has Hamilton Secondary College had issues with security that led to this erecting of fences and locking of the gates?
In a word, yes. We had a deputation from a local resident at the last council meeting. She was very fair, balanced, articulate. And she did acknowledge that there'd been some occasions where the school staff will find, you know, syringes, dog poo, whatever, occasional acts of vandalism, etc. So there's the local issue, and you've covered that pretty well, Paul, with Peter just then. But you've got potentially hundreds of people who have to walk maybe an extra 1,000 metres or so in that particular area, the very northern end of Mitchell Park. You've got a lot of people who use wheelchairs to get around. You've got a lot of elderly people and people with young children. So It's more than an inconvenience, I suppose. But
I mean, because also paint a picture. Sorry for interrupting, but the school we're talking about a very large space here. We're looking lengthwise about four blocks, good old street blocks, and three in depth. So it is a very long, and you can understand that people would have really welcomed being able to walk that way, given their unable to because of the way the street...
Well, it's a curiosity... That's right. The curiosity of the sighting is it's more or less jammed between Marion Road and the railway line, which goes down to Flinders now, Flinders University. So you kind of can't walk around it where you could walk around it once. There are houses, there's a railway line, there's Marion Road. So if you can't walk through the school, it is quite a barrier. The broader picture is about... schools as either individual organisations, or are they there provided by the state government for broader community use?